Let's review Pesachim Daf Dalid. In continuing with this theme of the stories at the end of the previous daf of people who didn't want to say anything negative, our daf begins with the story of Rav, who was Rabbi Chiya's nephew on both his mother's and his father's side, refusing to report directly that both his parents were nifter, and instead responded to the questions about each parent by saying that he wishes the question were about the other parent. From Rabbi Chiya's behavior upon learning of his sibling's death, we learn three things. Number one, that Aval Asr Benilas a sandal, a mourner is not allowed to wear regular shoes. Number two, Shmur Rechoka Eino Heges Al Yom Echad, when somebody finds out about the death of a relative after 30 days, he only observes one day of Shiva. And number three, Miktz Yom Kikulo, when observing Shiva, part of the day counts as the entire day. The Gemara goes on to tell stories where we were able to figure out what shevet a person was from based on what they would say. The fellow who always spoke about going to court was from Dan, who are the judges of Klal Yisrael. The fellow who always spoke about living by the shore was from Zvulun, who always lived by the shore because they always engaged in trade. Once we conclude that everybody holds we do bedikas chametz at night, the question begs itself, why not do bedikah during the day, since chametz is an usur until halfway through the day on Erev Pesach? Even if we're going to be concerned for Zuz Makdim the Mitzvahs, doing Mitzvahs early, that would only require doing Bedikah in the morning, just like we do Bris in the morning, but not the night before. The Gemara answers that Bedikah is done at night, since that's when people are home, and because a candle, which is very useful in Bedikah's Chametz, is only effective at night. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that it's Sur Mirabanan, a young Talmud Chacham shouldn't start learning before doing Bedikah, because he may get caught up in his learning and neglect to do Bedikah. The Gemara goes on to discuss three different issues about Bedikah's Chametz on rentals. First, Hamaskar Bayis Chaver Ba'Abasar Al Mi Livdok. Even though the tenant is responsible for the mezuzah, because it's Chovas Hador, the responsibility of the person who lives there, who's responsible for because the mezuzah is a Chovas Hador, which means that it's the responsibility of the person who lives there. The question is, who's responsible for Bedikas Chametz on a rental? Gemara answers, whoever had the keys on the night of the 14th is responsible to do Bedika. He had the keys at the Zman Bedika, he does the Bedika. Next, the Gemara asks, Hamasker Bayis Chaver Ba'abas or Cheskosel Baduk Wein Cheskosel Baduk. If the owner of the rental home isn't available to ask, can a tenant assume that a house he rents in Erev Pesach is already searched for Chametz? The Gemara concludes that it's possible that Cheskosel Baduk, we can assume that it was searched. Even if a wife, servant, or child of the landlord tells us that it hasn't been searched, if they claim to have searched it themselves, we're allowed to rely on them. The reason we can rely on them is that midaraisa bitul bi'al masagi. On a daraisa level, there's no need for bidika at all. So the rabbanon have the right to believe nashim avadim katanim for dinim derabbanon, like bidikas chametz. Finally, the Gemara asks about a rental. Third issue about a rental. Hamaskar Bayis Chaver B'cheskos Baduk U'matzo She'eno Baduk Mahu. If the rental agreement was that the house was supposed to be searched and it turns out not to have been searched, can the tenant back out of the lease agreement with the claim that it's a Mekach Tos, that his stipulations weren't met? So Abayi says that he cannot back out even if they live in a place where people typically pay others to do Bidikas Chametz for them, because we assume Nichalei Le'inish Lav Mitzvah B'Moneh. People are happy to be able to do mitzvahs with their money, and the person there therefore would not want to back out of the agreement just because he will have to pay for Bedikas Chametz. Then the daf concludes by investigating where in the Torah we see that Chametz becomes Asr and must be burned 6 hours into the day on Erev Pesach. There are going to be 6 different explanations, starting on the bottom of Daled Amud Beis, going all the way through the top of Daf Hey Amud Beis.